The flooding emergency brought out responders from the North Summit Fire District and local citizens with sandbags. Fire spokesman Tyler Rouser said the town had seen a period of prolonged rain over the weekend.
Yeah, we've seen rain Saturday and Sunday, Sunday being the heaviest of it. We were called out around 11:45 Sunday morning for reports of flooding into a home at the intersection of Main Street and 150 South in Colville.
The critical area they were called to is south of Main Street's business district and of the turnoff toward Interstate 80.
When we arrived, we had one that was taking on water at that time, two others in immediate danger of it, which a little water did seep into those two homes, but we were able to mitigate so the water, they didn't have significant water damage to them. A fourth home, this sits at the end of the street. Water just rose so fast, and they were in a low area. We couldn't do anything to prevent the water from going into it at that point. And it did take on significant water damage. Hours of pumping over there and sandbagging around that home there.
Rouser said the worst flooding was in that low-lying residence.
At one point, I was standing in about 4 to 5 inches of water in their front yard.
The other two or three homes, what ultimately happened with them?
With the home we were originally called to, we did have to pump their basement out. They had a few inches of water in the basement. We had to pump that water out for them. But that resident and the one at the end of the street both were not able to stay in their homes last night. And the American Red Cross was called in to assist them.
Rouser said most of the flooding was in Colville, although some problems were also reported in Hoytsville and Wanship. Colville Mayor Trevor Johnson, who just took office last month, organized volunteer efforts. He said he had been dealing with water in his own home the night before.
I battled the flooding in the basement for a few hours and got that wrapped up. And then, of course, the rain kept coming and melting the snow that was there. And so in the morning, there was a kind of a perfect storm of situations that led up to what happened. And I got a call about 9 o'clock. There's a residence north of town that had their basement flooded, and slowly this call started coming in. So around about 9:30, 10 o'clock, got some sand coming, got some bags coming, and put out the call for help and volunteers.
He said word got around town quickly, including citizens heading to church.
The ward that had the afternoon session right after us canceled church, and they all chipped in with help and volunteers, and the word went out quick. It's a small community. Everybody knows everybody, so when the communication starts flowing, it goes out really quick, and the response is fast as well.
Right. The mayor said the response and hard work was a tribute to Colville citizens.
They did a great job stepping up, and I was impressed and humbled by the amount of support and volunteers we had within our community here. We had, for about 7 hours straight, we had anywhere from 50 to 100 volunteers fluctuating. They were either bagging sand, loading sand, just delivering sand, or placing it where it needed to be. And we bagged a little over, right around 2,300 bags in that 7 hours.
Tyler Rouser said the rain started to taper off at 1 or 1:30 Sunday afternoon. As of Monday, he said the rain is turning to snow, but challenges remain.
It's going to hamper the cleanup efforts of the homes that were damaged, because we had to shut off all their utilities. So having utility shut off means they have no heat in their home to keep it warm from that water freezing. So that's going to be a concern for those homeowners.
Tyler Rouser, spokesman for the North Summit Fire District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.